yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Hey, listen, anytime you get a chance to talk to Pedro Martinez about anything, you talk to him about it. And it, when you get a chance to talk about something that you are fascinated about and he is fascinated about, then it's even better. And that's exactly what we did in this Baseball Isn't Boring. On the go, I got a chance to catch up with Pedro about the subject, pitching 200 innings in a season. Right now, this year, this season, we are on track to have the fewest ever pitchers reach the 200 inning mark. Right now, it seems like Logan Webb, Seth Lugo, and Logan Gilbert are the three guys I think who have a realistic chance of hitting 200 innings. And Aaron Nola, maybe. But if it does land at three, that would be the fewest, I believe, ever to get the 200-inning mark. Now, Pedro hit the mark seven times in his career. Seven. And I don't know if you know this. He's not a big guy. So as soon as we mentioned this, we wanted to talk to this topic about, or talk with Pedro about this topic, then, and his eyes lit up, and he really, really wanted to dig in on it, that, which obviously made me feel good. Also, we finish off with, you know, the conversation that is sort of dominating a lot of the conversations in baseball. And now MVP, who deserves it? Who deserves it, Francisco Lindor or Shohei Ohtani? So it's a great, great time with a great, great pitcher. Here you go, Pedro Martinez. All right, there's nobody I'd rather talk to on the planet right now than Pedro Martinez. And I've talked to a lot of people about this, about pitchers getting to 200 innings. It's hard to do now. It's hard to do because pitchers are getting pulled, but it's also the mindset, the ability to do it. I know that you must have a fascinating take on this. What do you got?
I think it's one of the most important, untalked about situations that a pitcher in a career of a pitcher may have. That is probably the only thing that makes you feel like you are in the big leagues to stay, that you are good enough to do anything in the big leagues. The 200 mark for some of us, especially on the smaller side of pitchers, for me individually was a priority. For some kids nowadays, should be a goal, because the baseball game has changed so much where a lot of the young pitchers get pulled before. But that also relates to the data that we have based on how kids perform at a certain amount of pitches and innings and how they respond to fatigue. So I think it's really interesting, because now, as much as we know to when to pull a guy or he's losing effectiveness, it's probably going to affect how many guys get to the 200 mark. But the mindset, without a doubt, is the biggest influence in the mindset of a pitcher to get to the 200 innings and endure an entire season for a pitcher. Especially some of us like Bayo, the 6 feet right next to the 200 pounds. It's a challenge to understand that the 200 innings make you durable, make you endure the entire season, and that you're capable of doing anything anybody else does.
I think that the mindset of it, like when they're young, especially in the minor leagues, there isn't that mindset. They don't let guys in the minor leagues go. I mean, when you were in the minor leagues, I would imagine you pitched 6 or 7 innings, right? 8 innings?
Nine
innings? Yeah. They don't do that because they're so protective of guys, right?
Well, but we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
We didn't know any better. We trained differently. The mentality was also different. Maybe some of us could have easily stretched our careers a little bit longer had we known some of the stuff that we know now. But I'm extremely proud to have pitched in that era, to have been able to not only mentally but physically work my way to the 200 mark, several times.
Yeah.
But back in those days, it was pretty much you went to the mound to finish what you started, and then if anything went wrong, someone will come. It's a different view of how we see baseball nowadays. Baseball changed. Baseball is faster. It's younger, less trained. The kids don't train as hard as we did before they're in the big leagues. They want to see results in the big leagues, not so much in the minor leagues. And that is a different aspect of baseball. So if we see a kid nowadays getting to the 200 mark and during the entire season in the starting rotation, it's really, really important for baseball.
I talked to Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen pitched 240 innings, which is far and away the most for postseason. I asked him what advice he would give, and he said, you know, it's hard until you get there. So you've been there. For a guy like Tanner Houck or Brian Bay or something, what advice would you give them to get to that mark?
I would just say enjoy from the start of the season to the last day of the season. Make sure that you try to stay healthy, because after that, it's just pretty much working on what you have to improve and what you didn't do right. Because now you understand that your body is able to take it. You're able to hit the marks that will take you to anything in baseball. And not only that, you're able to help your team in a consistent basis. And that's an elite area to be. When you can come out there every 5 days and your team knows it, everything improves. The bullpen knows it. Everybody knows that you're going to be there every 5 days. It's one of the most important things to do.
An ace protects the pitchers before, day before, the day of, and the day after, right?
Yes, yeah. And even on the days off.
The day of, yeah. The last question is, I've been asking Francisco Lindor, Shohei Ohtani, MVP. I value your opinion of how you view, like, the MVP, how you view that, because it's a very unique race, DH versus guy who plays every day in the field. How do you view that?
I think you can find a balance in between the two of them. One of them is posting some unbelievable numbers, which is Ohtani in LA. I know that 50 bases is a big deal, but I don't value as much as I used to the bases, stealing the bases, because of the new rules and how everything makes it easier for the guys to steal. But you can't overlook a 50-50. And for Lindor, every single day he goes out there, he makes a difference, whether he goes 0-for-4, 0-for-3, and playing defense, he can change the game. He can also do it running the bases. He can do so many things, and that doesn't include the offense he brings every single day, plus his leadership in a premium position. So it's like you can find a balance, but there's a lot of risk that are taking on Lindor's part, being out there every single day. Shohei doesn't have the same risk.
Sounds like you would vote for Lindor.
It all depends on how the numbers end up.
Okay.
Because at the end of the year, you have a team in the Mets that we thought was going to be tore apart, and Lindor helped keep that team together. He's leading that team. He's doing all those things, and so has Shohei Ohtani, one of the unicorns of baseball that nobody has ever seen.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, what he's doing. So either way you go, to me, it's fine. But let's see the numbers at the end of the year.
Awesome.